This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
He is back in Oregon, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden with us. Senator, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Great to be with you, and I wish you and I were watching the Ducks go all the way this year.
Yeah, let's not even go down that road. Oh, boy.
I hear you.
First of all, we want to cover a number of things in our brief time. Of course, earlier in the week, information out about the Pacific Corps settlement with the Archie Creek fires, a number of folks involved there. You've been out there, of course, since then and right after that event happened. Talk about your reaction to that settlement.
Well, of course, there's a lot more to do. Senator Merkley and I have led the fight to give $5 billion, and this has been passed as part of the infrastructure law, to rural electric utilities to put the power lines underground and make their electricity infrastructure better prepared for wind events that could spark fires. As you know, I'm chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. We write the tax laws. Senator Merkley, a senior member of the Appropriations Committee, and obviously, you know, this is an incredibly important issue for Oregonians. I can't get into doing play-by-play on the litigation, but I can sure tell you that you got 100% of Oregon's United States senators pushing to reduce the risk of wildfire from power lines, and I'm glad we got the $5 billion through. And as far as I'm concerned, a big part of the future is to get these power lines underground. You know, I've had 1,000 town hall meetings, 1,050 or so, and it always comes up. You know, people always say, hey, Ron, can you guys get the power lines, you know, underground? And if you've had 1,065 town hall meetings and you hear it repeatedly, you know pretty clearly Oregonians feel strongly about it, and they want the power companies to prevent fires, and they want to figure out a way to not drive up cost to rural ratepayers. And I think our legislation, now our law, does that.
We have been following legislation regarding AM radio this year, and of course, while KQEN is an FM translator, we remain an AM station as well. I wanted to get your thoughts on this AM radio legislation that's been out there.
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of concern about the removal of free AM radio from cars, and, you know, folks are concerned about being able to stay informed on everything from wildfires and things that threaten their communities, and they want to know things like you and I talk about, sports scores and stuff like that. So I'm looking very closely at this. Another critical piece of this for folks in rural Oregon is to make sure we expand access to rural broadband across the state. And Oregon is now getting a record amount of money for rural broadband. And the reason why is that, you know, I blew the whistle, and actually the amount is almost $700 million, record amount. I blew the whistle on the fact that the federal government wasn't basically counting Oregonians fairly in terms of the need for rural broadband. They were saying people had broadband who didn't. And over three conversations with the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, I got that fixed. So we're going to be on top of this question of AM radio. I know folks feel very strongly about that in rural Oregon, and we're looking at the various pieces of legislation to make sure that bottom line is you got to have good communications in rural Oregon to have rural life, and it's a big priority of mine.
Yes, we heard on the bottom of the hour national news, inflation, a big concern around the country, especially folks in rural Oregon have been impacted. What are your thoughts about what should be done to deal with the inflation?
Well, I think you just got to focus on driving down prices for key things, like particularly like food and the cost of health care. Those are the things that I hear about at all my town meetings. Now, we're making some headway on prescription drugs. We got the cap of $35 on insulin. I want that extended to everybody who's not on Medicare. We can also cut down costs of health care with telemedicine, which saves money. We got free vaccines. I mean, what people are talking about across the state are those issues where the second word is bill. Might be medical bill, might be housing bill. This week I introduced a major piece of legislation with Republican Senator Dan Sullivan out of Alaska to deal with workforce housing. I'm hearing from employers all over the state that it's hard for them to get their businesses expanded housing. And that's part of what we want to do with the Port of Coos Bay, too, is we want to lower costs. We want to build a container terminal that would be a state-of-the-art facility that would increase West Coast shipping capacity very, very substantially. And, you know, one out of four jobs in Oregon depends on international trade. The trade jobs pay better than do the non-trade jobs. And all of those kinds of efforts that I described, whether it's housing, whether it's trade, whether it's health care, energy, these are things that help to hold prices down. And, I mean, I saw the job report this morning. I mean, the job report was good. There are more jobs. But, you know, what folks in Oregon are talking about most is driving down prices.
You talked about the Port of Coos Bay. Do you think folks sometimes that are in inland areas of Oregon don't realize as much the importance of the port and the role that it has?
Well, I think people are really getting the sense how critical this is. You know, I mean, you look at semiconductors, and we've done really well with semiconductors. You know, Pat Gelsinger out of Intel has just really, you know, led the effort. You basically can't do anything, you know, in America without semiconductors that come out of Washington County. And I want to get those semiconductors all over Asia, and I want us to get the good paying jobs associated with it. And, yep, I think we have to think more about ports and what it means to folks in land, and particularly the semiconductor sector will benefit tremendously from these efforts that we're trying to get in place for the ports.
For a number of years, you've talked about the issue of phone surveillance with all the technology. So many things have changed in that regard, and I know that you were urging the Justice Department recently to take some action regarding that.
Yeah, we had a big development just, you know, yesterday. My investigators, you know, found that, you know, Google and you know, Apple were basically part of some kind of surveillance of push notifications. You know, when you get that little, you know, bell that rings when something is coming to you. And I blew the whistle on it, and Apple said, yep, we were barred from talking about it, and now that Ron Wyden's talking about it, we can, and we're going to do a lot more to be transparent and accountable. And as far as the Hemisphere phone surveillance, you know, program, you know, the White House has been providing funding for this surveillance program that's been hidden from the American people for years and years. It's called Hemisphere. AT&T is paid to search trillions of records it keeps on Americans' phone calls. It goes back to 1987. And according to documents released by the White House, law enforcement can use Hemisphere to get location data. You know, location data is a really big deal. You really want in southwestern Oregon for bad guys to, you know where you are? I don't think so. And we're really cracking down. And this project has gone on for too long. And I want the Department of Justice to reveal additional information to the American people. And I want this program curtailed.
Got just a minute or so left. Talk about secure rural schools and where we stand on that.
Well, Senator Crapo, you know, a Republican out of Idaho, and Jim Risch and Senator Merkley and I, we're all very much of like mind here. We were able to get the new county and tribal payments program unfettered into the first COVID relief act. That's paid off for Oregon communities. We're also able for Douglas County. I think we're in fiscal 23, we're up at about $5.3 million, you know, for the county. And, you know, this is a bottom line service for survival. You have schools and roads and a lot of places. Law enforcement, and what Senator Crapo and I want to do is have a long-term answer to this. You know, we've been on the roller coaster ever since I wrote the original law. Oregon's gotten more than $3 billion under this law, and I shudder to think about what education would be like in rural Oregon. You know, without it, we'd probably have school 3 days a week. But we've got to have a permanent program that gets us off the roller coaster. And you know, I think we'll get you the latest information. I think we're at nearly $4 billion under the law I wrote. It's helped tremendously, but we still have a world of hurt out there in rural Oregon. And Senator Crapo and I are determined to get it fixed, and we want to do it on a bipartisan basis.
All right, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden joining us from Portland this morning. Senator, thanks for spending time with us.
From my house in southeast Portland, it's great to be talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Senator. 8:41 at the Morning Report.